Green forests, colorful flowers, gushing waterfalls, majestic high mountains, yellow prairies, vast seas, and many countless other beauties of nature are incomparable works of art created for humanity. All these wondrous blessings have been given to the surface of human beings to provide an opportunity for them to give thanks. But there is also a great enemy who prevents a person from giving thanks and tries to get him to disobey God by continually deceiving him with vain promises. This enemy wants man to lead a life of trouble, both in this world and in the world to come. And to accomplish this, he will continue his efforts without ceasing until the end of the world. This rebellious enemy wants to show people that obscenity, evil, heartlessness, and immorality are all right and to legitimize their existence. With this purpose in mind, he has formulated dangerous teachings containing all manner of perverse ideas. This ferocious enemy is Satan, who was driven out of the presence of God, and his bloody and dangerous teaching is called Satanism. Satan is your enemy, so treat him as an enemy. He summons his parties so they will be among the people of the searing blaze. In the Quran, Satan is a general name for beings who work unceasingly, day and night, to divert human beings from the way of God. Deceive them with empty promises in order to make them spend their eternal lives in hell, and who will continue to do so until the last day. The ancestor and greatest of all the Satans was Iblis, who rebelled against God when Adam was created. God created Adam and wanted the angels to prostrate themselves before him. While the angels obeyed God's command, one entity named Iblis did not prostrate himself and asserted that he was better than Adam. Because of this insolent disobedience, he was driven out of God's presence. In the Quran, God tells of Satan's rebellion against him and his expulsion from his presence. We created you and then formed you, and then we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam, and they prostrated, except for Iblis. He was not among those who prostrated. God said, what prevented you from prostrating when I commanded you to? He, Iblis, replied, I am better than him. You created me from fire, and you created him from clay. God said, descend from heaven. It is not for you to be arrogant in it. So get out. You are one of the abased. Before leaving God's presence, he asked for a space of time from God in which to lead astray human beings. whom he blamed for his expulsion. God gave him a period of time until the last day. Iblis said, "Grant me a reprieve until the day they are raised up." God said, "You are one of the reprieved." So, Iblis's interference with humanity began. God commanded that Iblis and those who followed him would go to hell. God reveals this in the Quran. Iblis said, "By your misguidance of me, I will lie in ambush for them on your straight path. Then I will come at them, from in front of them and behind them, from their right and from their left. You will not find most of them thankful." God said, "Get out of it, reviled and driven out. As for those of them who follow you, I will fill up hell with every one of you." So Iblis, expelled from God's presence, has begun his activities that will continue until the last day. He has insinuated himself into the lives of human beings to deceive them and lead them astray. He has secretly put apprehension in their hearts. He has deceived many, and some he has drawn completely into his own ranks. Seeing that Satan is an enemy that can so stealthily approach human beings, it is very important to be aware of him. The first necessity for this is to recognize Satan. When we look at Satan in order to recognize him, we see that he has a very strange and mysterious way of thinking. At the foundation of this way of thinking, first seen in Iblis and afterwards passed on to his followers, are arrogance and haughtiness. On the one hand, Iblis accepts the existence of God and his eternal power. On the other hand, he disobeys him. This is a contradictory position to be in. Even after Iblis calls people to deny God, he says he fears God and abandons them. God described this in the Quran. They are like Satan when he says to a human being, "Disbelieve," and then when he disbelieves, says, "I wash my hands of you. Truly I fear God, the Lord of all the worlds." Everyone who rejects what God says in the Quran and makes his own judgment about things that he has enjoined regarding the divine command as irrelevant is in the same situation. Like Iblis, these people know that God exists. But because of their pride and arrogance, they lower themselves to Satan's level. The strange thing is the position of those who follow Satan, who try with their endless jealousy and arrogance to draw people into the way that leads to damnation. Throughout history, perverse individuals who rejected God in the afterlife have always been those whom Satan has led astray. They have recognized Satan instead of God, and taken his arrogance, haughtiness, and evil as models for themselves. So, Satanism is the way chosen by those whom Satan has led astray and have now become his disciples. The state of these individuals is described in the Quran. Satan has gained mastery over them and made them forget the remembrance of God. Such people are the party of Satan. No, indeed, it is the party of Satan who are the losers. Next, we will take a look at the history of Satanism, the history of the dark road to hell. Satanism can briefly be defined as the worship of Satan and taking him as a god. This perverse movement that rejects God, all religions and religious values, and makes it a rule to practice things regarded by religion as sinful, accepts Satan, the representative of evil, as a lord and guide. Satanists have existed and practiced their deceitful activities in every period of history and in every culture from ancient Egypt to ancient Greece and from the Middle Ages to the present day. Between the 14th and 16th century, sorcerers and those who had turned their backs on religion both worshipped Satan. After the 1880s, in France, England, Germany, as well as in other countries of Europe and in America, Satanism became organized and spread among those looking for alternative religions and beliefs. The worship of Satan has continued to exist since the 19th century, first as traditional Satanism, and later in smaller, perverse sects that split off from it. The savage rites performed by sorcerers and godless individuals, the sacrifice of children and adults to Satan, the celebration of the Black Mass, and other ceremonies of traditional Satanism have been passed down secretly from generation to generation. The most important symbol of traditional Satanism was the ancient Roman god, Baphomet. In time, Baphomet became the symbol of those who worship Satan. Historians tracing the provenance of this goat-headed figure have discovered some important clues about Satanist activities. The second most important Satanist symbol is the pentagram, a five-pointed star inscribed within a circle. It is interesting that there were two other secret organizations besides the Satanists that adopted Baphomet and the pentagram as symbols. The first of these organizations was the Templar Knights of Jerusalem, an order that was accused by the Catholic Church of worshipping Satan and disbanded in 1311. The other organization is the Masons, who have aroused curiosity for years with their secrecy and strange rites. Many historians who have investigated the matter believe that there is a relationship between the Templar Knights of Jerusalem and the Masons. In their opinion, these two groups were a continuation of one another. After the Templar Knights of Jerusalem were banned by the Church, the organization continued its existence in secrecy and finally turned into Masonry. What is certain about Freemasonry is that it is a secretive and very hierarchical organization with members all over the world. Accounts given by authors such as Leo Taxil, who were once Masons but left the organization, say that Masons treat Baphomet with great reverence and conduct ceremonies that resemble rituals of satanic worship. Another fact that arouses suspicion is that many Satanists over time have become members of the Masonic organization. Today, Satanism has left its secret rituals and lodges and flowed into the streets. Satanists work concertedly in every country, disseminating their intense propaganda in books, periodicals, and especially on the internet in their attempts to gain members. No matter in what country they may be, Satanists display a common image. Their style of dress, ways of worship, the similarity of the suicide notes they leave behind, and other such details show that Satanism is not an ordinary movement full of good-for-nothings, but an organization based deliberately on ideological foundations. Although the existence of Satan worshippers has been known for years, no one ever came forward to admit openly that they were Satanists. Satanism first became an open and organized movement in the 1960s in the US. On April 30, 1966, the Church of Satan was formed in California. The founder of this strange church was a Satanist by the name of Anton Zandor Lavey, who proclaimed himself high priest. Known as the Black Pope, Lavey wrote books in which he formulated his views on the Church of Satan. The titles of the books are frightening: The Satanic Bible, The Satanic Rituals, The Satanic Witch, The Devil's Notebook, and Satan Speaks. Lavey died in 1997. It is estimated that the Church of Satan has about 10,000 members in North America, and despite many lawsuits, its activities and ceremonies continue. A noticeable characteristic of present-day Satanists is that they are all atheists. At the same time, they are materialists. That is, they believe only in the existence of matter. They deny the existence of God and of all metaphysical beings. Satanists do not, therefore, believe in Satan as a real being. Despite being called Satan worshippers, they do not accept the existence of Satan. For Satanists, Satan is only a symbol that expresses their hostility to religion and their hard-heartedness. In a document entitled An Introduction to Satanism, published by the Church of Satan, it is stated that Satanists are actually atheists. Satanism is an atheist religion like Buddhism. Nothing to answer to other than the consequences of our actions. Satanists do not believe in the existence of God, angels, heaven or hell, the devil, Satan, evil spirits, good spirits, tooth fairies or demons. Satanism is atheistic. Autodeists, we worship ourselves. Satanism is materialistic. Satanism is unreligion. In short, it is actually a product of the atheist and materialist philosophy that has been spreading in the 19th century. Like this philosophy, Satanism bases itself on a supposedly scientific theory, Darwin's theory of evolution. Thank you. An article entitled Feared Religion, published by the Church of Satan, the meaning that Satan has for Satanists is described as follows. Satan is a symbol of man living as his prideful carnal nature dictates. The expression, man's carnal nature, actually describes the essence of Satanism. Satanists believe that a human being is basically a wild animal. This tenet of their faith is strongly emphasized in Satanist literature. For example, the Church of Satan repeatedly uses the term carnal beast to refer to a human being. This point of view is at the basis of the Satanist tendency to savagery. For example, Satanists regard assault, bloodshed, or rape as right because for them, this is the natural behavior of wild animals. For Satanists, a human being is a wild animal that lives according to its appetite, which is what he must do. So, where did the Satanists get this belief from? There is only one answer to this question: Darwin's theory of evolution. The document entitled A Description of Satanism, published by the Church of Satan, says on this topic, all people and animals share a common source in mere biology. Satanism is the belief that humans are nothing more than higher animals. We have no special place in creation other than being lucky to have evolved and survived. The same claim made in Satanist documents can be found in books by many well-known evolutionists who blindly support Darwinism and call themselves scientists. The world views of Satanists and Darwinists are the same. Dr. Roald E. Christensen, who wrote a doctoral thesis on Satanism, describes this dark religion as follows. Satanism can be considered as a form of social Darwinistic religion which seeks to promote the rights of the strongest to dominate the weaker, because that is the way in which humanity will advance as a biological species and thereby take care of its role at the spearhead of natural and social evolution. Satanists take the slogan of the theory of evolution that man is an advanced animal as the basis of their philosophy, and they long to establish a world in which human beings live and behave as animals. The basic law of this world, they imagine, is the principle of social Darwinism, that is, the survival of the fittest. Another dark relationship Satanists have is with fascist ideology. It is known that fascism bases its basic philosophy on social Darwinism. According to fascism, the world is an arena of a conflict and a fight for life among the various races. For fascists, bloodshed, war, and causing pain to other people are both a sacred duty and a source of pleasure. Another point in common between fascism and Satanism is their admiration for the 19th century atheist and anti-religious philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. Nietzsche's writings are filled with hatred for monotheistic religions. He called himself the Antichrist and went insane before he died. In his writings, he attacked the moral virtues of love, compassion, and mercy, and held that, in their place, the world should be ruled by brute force, and those who had power should exercise that rule. Today, Satanists and neo-Nazis are united in their admiration for Nietzsche. They also cooperate with one another. two priests of the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey and Blanche Barton, gave an interesting answer when asked about the connection between them and the fascist organization. It's an unholy alliance. Many different types of such people have made contact with us in the past. The anti-Christian strength of National Socialist Germany is part of the appeal to Satanists. The drama, the lighting, the choreography with which they moved millions of people. Aesthetics, more than anything else, are the common ground between Satanism and fascism. The aesthetics of National Socialism and Satanism dovetail. The aesthetic referred to by Barton is actually nothing more than the ugliness and repulsiveness reflected by the spiritual condition of these two dark ideologies. One of the best examples of the Satanist understanding of aesthetics can be seen in concerts and video clips by heavy metal groups that have adopted this philosophy. For example, one of the best known Satanist fascist music groups, Cradle of Filth, always bases its themes on filth, repulsion, and darkness. The group's video clips are recorded in dank, dark places whose floors are covered with mud and tar and whose walls drip with blood and filth. The group members put repulsive and frightening makeup on their faces and wear clothes redolent of filth and homosexuality. In their concerts, the group insult religion. Members of the audience tear up religious books. And the group's soloist, Marilyn Manson, suggests to his fans that they assault their own families, society, and religious institutions. In 1995, when asked in an interview what he thought about evolution, he replied, "I tend to believe in social Darwinism, so I believe the evolution of society. I guess I believe, to a certain degree, the Darwin theory. I'm not, however, open to the idea of Genesis and creationism. It doesn't work for me." It is obvious that the philosophy that drives people to become Satanists is atheism, and the theory it is rooted in is Darwin's theory of evolution. This outmoded theory that defines human beings as a collection of animals is the greatest cause of the rapid spread of Satanism throughout the world. It is important that we learn from this. Those who wonder how Satanism could spread among high school students should have a look at high school textbooks. They will see that Darwin's theory of evolution, the greatest support for Satanism, is imposed on the children in these books. As we have seen in this film, the starting point of Satanism is when people distance themselves from religion. Religion enjoins people to follow the way of God who created them, and this way requires love, tolerance, compassion, mercy, and self-sacrifice. Those who deny God and consider themselves to be idle, wild animals will be aggressive, selfish, and without pity. And for a person who espouses this ugly morality, it is enough for him to fall under the influence of Satanism's mystical atmosphere to become a Satanist. For this reason, we know that the struggle against Satanism is really a struggle of ideas. The way to protect young people from this perverted ideology is to teach them about God's existence and about the truth and beauty of religion. And this will refute the atheist, materialist philosophies that alienate them from religion and save them from deceptions such as Darwinism. In the Quran, God reveals that Satan and his teachings will have no influence over those who sincerely believe. He has no authority over those who believe and put their trust in their Lord. He only has authority over those who take him as a friend and associate others with God. Satanists should know that Satan is deceiving them. And it changes nothing whether Satanists see him as a symbol or believe him to be real. Through his nonsensical and illogical teaching, Satan is leading many people to destruction. And when people are raised from the dead on the last day to account for their deeds, Satan will reject his foolish followers and abandon them. God states this in a verse in the Quran. When the affair is decided, Satan will say, God made you a promise of truth. And I made you a promise, but broke my promise. I had no authority over you, except that I called you and you responded to me. Do not, therefore, blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot come to your aid, nor you to mine. I reject the way you associated me with God before. The wrongdoers will have a painful punishment.